From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition of CSJP in 5, we take a look at what's happening in Marvelly, St. Andrew. Marvelly is one of the newest communities added to the Citizen Security and Justice Program CSJP family. CSJP was formally launched in the community last October. The Peace Mobile was out in full force at the launch, which featured a peace concert and information village. And several agencies of government were on hand to provide services and information to the residents. This included the Registrar General's Department, whose services were in high demand. Some 200 residents were able to access birth certificates on the day free of cost, thanks to the CSJP and RGD teams. Since then, residents of Marvelly have been benefiting greatly from the services offered by CSJP. Georgia Grant is the secretary of the community's Citizens Association.
They are offered vocational training skills, home work assistance, employment internships, parenting education. So we have a parenting group also. Reading and writing skills, to offer students CXE classes like the parents of parenting to do CXE. You can write the program manager and they'll assist you.
Persons have also profited from summer employment opportunities, internship programs, as well as on-the-job training through agencies such as the Jamaica Defense Force. More from the Assistant Community Action Officer for the community, Cadian Jones.
19 persons, a scholarship, there have been several parenting workshops, you have business development, which is a pilot program that CSJP is running right now. Back to school support. Several persons benefited from the back to school support that CSJP provided. Counseling. Recently, we had summer employment where we employed students from secondary and tertiary level to assist them going back to school in September.
CSJP has also unearthed hidden talent in the community.
When CSJP came in our community, we didn't even know that we have doctors in training and lawyers and journalists and all of that. And when they came in and offered the service, at the time we knew that we have these persons in our community. We needed the assistance.
Ms. Grant is herself a recipient of a CSJP scholarship. She's completed a course in social work at the University of the West Indies and is now looking to further her studies to the associate degree level. But the Citizens Association secretary says it's not just the youngsters and students who have benefited from the program. This as, in addition to the scholarship, training and support offered by the program, CSJP's presence has had a real and lasting impact on unity in the community.
We had like political borders. There are persons who live like down the road who for years haven't been up to like the Mullins outside, and there has been a difference now because what happens that the group that is formed, we have 4 CBOs that's been formed. With that been happening, trust me, it's really nice, it's fun, and it brings about unity among the young persons, even older persons.
As a result of the community-based organizations and CSJP's intervention, persons are now willing to venture past the old political borders.
We don't invite them to the meetings, they come there and we have a togetherness. And I can't stop saying that we really appreciate what CSJP has been doing in Marvelly. It's really overwhelming and it brings back the togetherness, and that's what I'm happy for.
That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.